Everybody strap, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BLAK, okay, EJ. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BLAK, okay, EJ. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting there writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need that. Fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers. Catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BLAK, okay, EJ. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BLAK, okay, EJ. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but you're yours to me. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BLAK, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BLAK, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Goody good, y'all. This your girl, Miss Gicka. You're tuned into Roller Stone Radio's that. So we head to the airwaves for the End Experience. That's tomorrow's show. You are tuned into BOE or the page of the airwaves. We'll get on the podcast for your please, as always, with your girl, especially my people in Argentina. I appreciate you so much. So let's get into the show. I'm sure shocked a lot. Mike Tyson and Charles Schwab. Yes, Mike Tyson is being charged with rape, and this happened. And my info so that I got the correct information. Now, Mike Tyson is more than nobody. Been doing hot boxing podcast, him involving in my news feed. Yes, that's what came up in my news feed. A minute, I'm gonna put up. It's crazy when you think about it. You're like Mike Tyson. So, it says, troubling allegations involving Hall of Fame boxer Mike Tyson. A report from the New York Post that woman saw Mike Tyson for raping her inside a limo after the two met popular Hall of Fame nightclub in the early 90s. The woman who wish to be, who wish to remain anonymous is seeking $5 million in debt. Paying this month, she said, suffers from physical, psychological, and emotional injury over the years as a result of the rape. The sports world is sad to see the latest allegations against Fontaine. Some think he shouldn't be allowed to do media appearances about the latest allegations. And this is something somebody said on social media. Hey, at Econ, can you stop putting this guy on the show? One person asked. Somebody's named Kim. I'm for her out there. That's what the name Kim. Kim Foray said that. And they stopped him on their show. Others are wondering why the woman needed to come out with the allegations. I'm saying, why would she come out now? This question they said. Tyson was convicted of 18-year-old beauty pageant in Desiree, Washington, and to his 3-year prison, obtaining his innocence. Yeah, that's all to me. Now, I get it. People are afraid of who the person is. You know, it could be a celebrity, and nobody's going to believe them because it's a celebrity. If this happened in the early 90s, right, we are now in 2023. Yeah, some fishy. I need more evidence. I'm not saying she's lying. That something about something happening to her today, but I need more evidence. They said it was the 90s. So remember, it said in 92 he spent 3 years in jail. So if this happened in the early 90s, right? Hear me out, right? If he went to jail for is for rape or raping Desiree Washington, and the article said that happened in 92. So if what he went through with Desiree Washington happened in 92, he went to jail for 3 years. When 90s did happen? Because they said early 90s, so before the situation, because it can't be after. So you gotta look at what's presented in front of you situations, because we do have women who lie. Yeah, women who lie come up. You'd be surprised how many women will lie. If someone with money, let's say. Jeff Bezos, right? Let's say Jeff Bezos get rid of his competition, right? Right? And he has a woman lie and say he was raped by his competition. And he told her that he paid such a big sum of money that she would never have to work. It's a big sum that she would never have to work again for the rest of her life. Money, some woman out there who would just to get the money. I know when this happened, who did she tell? She had to tell somebody. And why, I need to know why until now, when it's in the 90s, from the time it happened in the 90s, let's see, let me figure this out. Well, y'all. Me and Math ain't the best of friends. But it said this happened in the early 90s, so we're going to go. We're in 2023, right? That's what 1990s is. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. My bad. It was 3 years ago. I mean, that was 33 years ago, because it's a track this year that we're in now from 1993. Anybody that was born in 90 should be 30 now. That happened 33 years ago. Why now? Come on now. I know the actual limitations on rape. They changed. But I know it was you had 5 years to be able to press charges against somebody who waited. You had 5 years. We in year 33. You know what I think sometimes too? Not to say that something didn't happen to her. But, you know, I'm thinking, though, I like a person to go with someone, and it didn't work out, but the other person is kind of obsessed with that person. You go on a date, say you're a female going to date a dude, you would like like him like that. So you don't pursue anything further. So into you that you know that he keeps trying to pursue you even if you're telling him not interested. What if this is something like that but the other way around? In the sense if she's obsessed with him, he turned her down. Because I've heard stories. Tyson shared this when he had Fat Joe on his show. They both shared when Fat Joe came to his house and Fat Joe Remy Ma. And Mason told Remy Ma that he would give her a car that he had if he could have a fight with her. And Remy Ma was like, Joe, you don't get me out of here. They went on a date, it didn't go well. She said this happened, they were in a limo. And I know limos have the glass sector where the driver was going on in the back of the car. But if my type was raping her, I'm sure he would have heard her making noises. And he said, is everything okay? Because you're not going to tell me that you are being raped in a car with a driver and that you're no kind of need to get the driver's attention. They also have, you know, this rape, because they rape is someone you know. I see how this play out, y'all, but I'm not I'm taking her side, and I'm taking Tyson's side. I want to see the facts before I make a decision or if I'm going to believe her or my Tyson. You know, they said early 90s. Got in jail, and what he did, Desiree Washington, got him sent to jail. And that happened in 92, and he was in there from, we're going to say, 93, 94. So he was in there from 93 to 90. Let's say, if he went in 92, so just, let's say he went in 92. So, from October of 92 to October 93, that year. From October 93 to October 92, years. From October 94 to October 94, 3 years. So, now in the middle, in the middle 90s, you can still see kind of early 90s. So, 3 years for doing Desiree Pierce. When did he do to her? You can't say it happened in the early 90s because it either happened between 90 and 92 before he went to jail or the Washington thing. It had to happen right there because it happened. Because I'm saying, why did he do that? Just went to jail for 3 years for being accused that he never did. And so he's going to come out of jail come out of jail and do it again. When he's been saying he's innocent. You got to understand, there are females out here that are looking for a come up. Because it's a celebrity looking for a come up. And I want to put it because she had school, sociological problems because of it. But she waited. You wait 30. If it happened to you early 90s, if it happened to you in the 90s, you wait 30 seconds later to tell the story. That's kind of, I can see you waited a year or two, but now I'm 33. Come on. There are some people out there who look for a I tell you. Go back, because it said, let me see. $5 million, and it says early 90s, so between 90, I would say, between 90 and 92, it had to happen, because he was in jail for 3 years, once he was convicted, the Desiree charges, and I don't know exactly what that was, because he went in. Some people were just looking for, that's all I'm going to say. People out there be looking for a come up. I don't know if it's true or not. And remember the last time I did the show, I talked about congratulations. Ed Reed for getting a job at Boone Cookman as head coach, right? Well, he's no longer head coach at Boone Cookman. The video he made on social media. So, he went live on Instagram. And while live on Instagram, he drove a golf cart talking about he's bring up the college, and that's not what he signed up for. That his offer, when he got the offers, was, you know, they clean his offer, nothing. Like, he was like making a thing, put it down that he made in the hands of the president of Bethune-Cookman, and the president of Bethune-Cookman did not like what he saw, and rescinded his of him being coach of Bethune-Cookman. And the head, no, the president, I said the head coach, the president of Bethune-Cookman, in an interview with Barnes, because I saw it, I listened to just a bit. I listened to the whole thing, but I listened to just a bit. He said the president, he told every, that Bethune-Cookman, Florida, told every that, you know, the school, you know, was coming back from being hit with a, you know, hit with a hurricane in Florida. So the school got messed up. He told everyone that. They trying to fix the school up to where it need to be because of the hurricane. And he said, and the president said that the office that every said his video that was dirty that they gave him the president said that was not in his office. That's not his office. Let me see if I can find that so we can listen to it. And I can pull up that in part with the president. So we get a sound bite from the president's words, but the president out of his own president's mouth. A minute, because you know what I'm saying? This is crazy. This is real crazy. I'm trying to find it so y'all can get that. Oh, there's more. Oh, there's more. Let me start beginning with every story. Because there's more to it. The football players are getting into it. The controversy. Well, even students who are in the sports field say, but we're going to start with, if I can find a clip with the first. And if I can find a role in talking to the president. Because there's a lot going on with that, and I want to make sure. I want to tell you what the president of the college university said. I'm trying to find that clip. Oops. So let me. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna get it. Let me. Now here we go. We gonna listen to.
Just made a massive bet.
That's the question. Sorry about that, y'all.
Liquid energy.
Oh. To let me forward this all right, y'all. After the theme music, I set the show. There we go.
Hard as hit, coach. Today, rally on.
Okay. That's inside, child. All right, how's the commercial? How about that, John?
Because he was highly critical of the university practices.
I can't get the right. Let me. Commercials, y'all.
And more accessible. Here's what needs. People is getting busy. 7 hours for Bethune-Cookman University. After Dick Reed announced Saturday that he'd been dismissed as a football coach, they were negotiating a contract. Not signed yet. And he said he was not coming out. He made a decision to move in a new direction. We'll show you that video that you put out. There were a couple of videos before that caused a lot of consternation among HP folks, Bethune-Cookman folks, because he was highly critical. The university there was complaining about conditions of the trash in those lines. And he made the announcement on Saturday that he was going to be the head of football coach. A student, a football player, competition, he signed asking that he be returned, hired as head football coach. Today, they rally on campus from students complaining about other kids at Bethune-Cookman. This is the first time the university has had controversy. They had some financial issues, lost position, and many have said that the problem is its board of trustees. Alumni are engaged in a lawsuit with the board of trustees. A lot of things have been going on there. And so what is the current Bethune-Cookman administration thinking about what to with today's protest? Joining us is the president of Bethune-Cookman, Dr. Lawrence Drake. Very glad to have you here. I'm Roland Martin, Unfiltered. And so there's things that I want to cover over the segments. And so let's just walk through this. Ed Reed said he did not want that down. He was not pulling out. Whose decision was it for him not to become the head? Was it you, the interim president, or the board of trustees?
It was the interim president. It was my decision.
Yes. And so, why did you make that decision not to move forward with Missouri?
So, we, Sunday, actually, starting in December, we were working a contract for being Ed Reed as the head coach. I interviewed Ed, and three important things that I asked him for sure that he was willing to do as part of becoming a Bobcat family. One was, I needed to really understand that we're a Christian institution, that Peter would and Peter were clearly our priorities. And I asked him if that was okay with him. Would he abide by that? Could he, you know, position himself as a model for our athletes as well as for the university? So he indicated he would. Second question I asked is, well, great, I'm glad you to do that. I need to know if you're also to build the kind of program that will allow you, not been a coach, for this opportunity for you to be a coach your first time. He is giving you an opportunity to do that. And therefore, surround you with the kind of people that can draw the skills and help you become a strong coach. He said, I get that. I need to do that. Thing. As I said, this is not the University of Miami, and it's not the NFL. We just came through two hurricanes, $6 million worth of damage. Much of what we've been working on the last year and a half is improvements not only to the university's infrastructure, but a long-term investment plan. We have about $100 million we need to invest in the university in the next several years. And look, you become part of it. Are you open to helping us do that and build a program? He said yes to that. So when we saw the video, criticizing the university and saying trashy and my office is dirty, that first of all, he was an employee of the university and he had not an office. When the last staff moved, we started renovating the building, everything from the coaches' rooms to the offices. We had given him some permission that he really to the first of all, he wasn't authorized to make video. He wasn't authorized to do any of those things, but he did it anyway. You don't have to take responsibility for that because it happened. But kept, you know, that is the kind of behavior we expect. And the tips, you know, those kinds of things, the first video, you might call that an aberration. And I would say it could be. And you have to be forgiving individual. But when you have to examine it, you look at him and you look at the video and you look at it critically, but I would invite anyone to our campus because all of our campus don't look that way. We are really trying to work hard to clean it up for the fact that, again, we suffered two things back to back. And because of supply issues, because most people, particularly Central Florida, are recovering. I have people from my staff on our campus. Because their homes were destroyed. And
never took
things into account.
Hold on a second. Continue with Dr. Laura, the interim friend, Phil Cook, and Drake. He would talk about conditions, him not being able to shoot video on campus. What was the video, Lionel Straw caused it, where you made the decision that we're not moving with Ed Reed?
I think the final third or fourth video, one with the background being booties and boobs and boobs. And, you know, we have 60% of our campus female. And my view is that we're trying to build to respect black women. We're trying to build a culture where we understand that you know, people can do whatever they want to. We think you can do anything respectfully. And when we the culture that we're trying to build, we have companies and partners like and other partners saying, what do you do about that? We support that image. And of course, they're one of our biggest sponsors of the classic.
So you're saying Disney, just with Disney, called you complaining about Ed saying we can't support Boone Cookman if he's going to represent the university?
I think we can. The question we're going to do, I think that was an appropriate way to approach it, but they weren't.
Were they in that they
vested interest they believe in the image that they project, but to think, you know, what are the possible outcomes of continuing to do what you're doing? Here's the bigger point, and I think the most important thing for me is that, you know, as a dad and as a father, and certainly as someone who's responsible for looking after these young people, I just didn't feel that at this point, and I conferred with a number of people, yes, alumni who believe the decision was, you know, maybe the incorrect one. There was also people, including former players, including my wife, Mary Lou, who was also a Hall of Fame, who was a potential graduate. And some people are coming to emphasis to talk to our players. We're going to have a cadre of captains on Wednesday, and then we'll have a meeting Wednesday. I'm going to tell the fact is that, you know, the university has weathered tremendous storms. And you mentioned in your opening about the financial condition and the accreditation. We not only have certificate accreditation, we received 10-year accreditation. We're free. We're also as a university.
Your predecessor, a lot of it goes to your predecessor with the board they individually filed. And you have I'm not reach out to me saying that they have serious concerns that the board of trustees is not providing real leadership to Bookman. But even though that they still are talking to understand why they would the president who led to running that. And there's a constant trouble, there's a constant drama. What do you say to those students who are on the campus to be angry, not the players, but talking about cold and other conditions? What do you say to them?
What I say to them is what I say to them because I'm on campus every day when I'm on campus. What I say to them is that we're working on the issue. It's invested $250,000 in one of our buildings for remediation of mildew. When you have a hurricane, when you are 80 degree weather, the Florida conditions are like Florida, not like Chicago conditions. They're not like other places. I'm from the coast, so I know what those conditions are. That's mildew. That's not necessarily cold, by the way. Some of that you're showing on screen is a function of being in water for a period of time. That's showing you everything. Yes, there are some of those kinds of things. You might also see that those portions of the building are not even being used. But again, we are very diligently picking up a lot of things. I reflect that the first hurricane, Ian, we were the first university to evacuate in the state of Florida. Had not done that, we probably would have had casualties. But it was a very violent storm. But what happened was, we were trying hard to get those back to campus within 2 to 3 weeks. We spent an enormous amount of money. Our football players is an example. Because we bring them back to campus, the university just wasn't finished at the time. We spent a tremendous amount of resources and that they ate well, that they stayed in the best places, that they were taken care of, that they had their tutors on site. The students that are out there today, when you hold Dr. Bethune's picture and you talk about her legacy and her grade, the thing to understand is that many of the students, we're trying to teach them what Dr. Cloud Bethune stood for. The fact is, she fired Zora Neale Hurston for being out and not respectful of the culture that she was trying. And at that time, of course, that didn't necessarily go well with people who love Zora Hurston. But if you are going to start a culture, create a culture of excellence, then make decisions. Now, one thing about our students today, I was very proud of them. I don't think there's anything wrong with activism and expressing your point. And we're going to continue to talk about that. We're going to be meeting with student leaders as well. But I'm not running away from the issue that they raise, because some of them are valid. There are things we need to do. They take money and it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. But we brought in our largest freshman class this year, the largest one in history of the university, at least in the last 2 decades. Over 1,000 students joined us in September last year. We're on track now for another 1,200 students to join in the fall of 2023. And so while I'm excited about this, and while there challenges, we have to raise about $250 million over the next several years in order that our gets up to date certification. We would have on FEMA for the reimbursement for some of those things. But the other part of this is the alumni complain, say, you know, they need the trustees to do more. I can't speak, I can only tell you, President, I haven't been concerned about the trustees, you know, the turnover of presidents. You know, the fact of the matter is this university is on its eight presidents in 108 years. So although they've been turned over of late, I can't blame the university for wanting to find the person to lead it. The previous professor or the person who I was a student to retired 42 years at the university. The person before he left the university to go run the university today in Boston. It's important all the facts. If we look at this, you know, from a balance perspective, what I'm trying to do today and what I will do on other broadcasts, all of our stations, going to be writing an office as well, is we need to make sure that the message is balanced, because the media can distort the message and an impression that's really no facts and certainly doesn't have facts. I was not at all concerned about the behavior of our students today. They acted tremendously well, and I was very proud of them. What I want them to do is to be able to focus on the fact that this measure to be taken. I'm talking about African American studies being banned in the state of Florida. I want them to test that. I want them to test about voter. I want to teach the importance of policy. I want to understand that you just can't say everything that you say, regardless of whether or not you think it. It may not be appropriate in that venue. It doesn't mean you have to be neutered or not authentic, but it does mean that you have to understand the audience. We're trying to raise money. We're trying to create a culture where we grow that university. And we have to have people to do that. And the people who count, who matter, are students. But we also have to look at the community in which into that is support students. And we just felt at this point it wasn't a good fit for Anna and the university to agree on what kind of conditions we have to help us create and help us grow. He wasn't in agreement. We needed to see his piece, call attention to the challenges as the opportunity. I can't blame him for that. I don't have anything bad to say about Ed. It just wasn't appropriate for to make the decision to continue contract negotiations.
You mentioned about the leadership there. There was a piece that was from the Florida Courier with a about what happened. They talked about President Crite, who dealt with a number of issues. The board fired him based upon the publisher, who I'm going to show later, through that and then was replaced. You had the board chair put his name as the president. They found him not to be qualified to hold the position, but now he's on the board chair. And so what I really want to get at, I have another thing up, and so we can come back and you can answer. Because what I, again, here's the deal. I've spoken to them, I think, alumni as well, in terms of fundraising. I was last there with Pastor Marvin Winans several years ago. A program there, and what you were describing, really, Frank, is in a stark contrast to what one from alumni, two of actual players. You got fans of players posting stuff on social media saying players are sharing helmets, that there are no towers for players there, and they're washing their clothes. I got a camera break. When we come back, I want to address that specifically. I want you to address, and we'll do so with the interim president, Dr. Drake, Phil Cook. Drake, tweet from an individual said, "Bro, nothing about HBCU. I keep that playing BC Athletics for the past 3 years. They told me they were wearing helmets. Come on, man, stop playing with me. It's the best thing for that school. They have the same intensity as the city from D.C."
I also others have made that power for the police washing their own uniforms and clothes. Is that true?
No. And the fact of the matter is that, again, I would say you've been to BCU. Come on a visit. I'll show you.
Well, actually, I would actually love to go down and actually do a town hall on campus with you, the board, and the students. In fact, I got to pick up an award from the Martin Foundation February 5th. And so I would love to do this February 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah, we're not gonna have the board, and I'll tell you why. When I said earlier, you know, the decision, obviously, it's at my desk. The board is not charged with the responsibility of making decisions on
personnel. The board does, or the board should not be playing a role when it comes to fundraising. The board should be in a role.
They should, but each of the comments that were about the board of trustees, frankly, if I put all the board of trustees in. Out today, those students know who they are, and that's actually a good thing, because that isn't the job of the Board of Trustees. They have responsibility, governance, fiduciary, and strategy. There are three important roles.
There are people, but there are who say they're not bad.
Well,
because of the university issues over the last several years.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I've been at the university for, you know, just under 2 years. And you, of course, do work with my alma mater university. I could tell you the same things about a lot of places, the HBCU.
Yeah, Fizz has had 6 to 15 years, and that's a problem.
I understand that. And the point is that there's all kinds of issues with leadership, and not some tackle those as a community. I know the black community as it relates to all of our. So here what I say. It's easy to make zones as opposed to really being active in trying to make it better. Our university alumni, as an example, is extremely on an annual basis.
What percentage?
It's less than 1% this year.
Let's hit this year. Okay, so the national average is really around 4 to 5%. We know class is high, but in PCUs,
and Classley is 50%.
Here's a question. Is that? Is a lot giving of Bethune so low because they don't trust leadership?
Go back 25 years, that might you might make that statement, except 5 years would say that's not the case. This has been a continuing bell ring. Every alumni giving going back 25 years, and you can see alumni giving still somewhere around 11-12%, which is not. In the last decade and a half, it's been less than that. And you say, what is that? Is that because they don't trust leadership? Here's the reality. The fact is, America, and when you look at our community in particular, the amount of that we are using and the profit giving at the university, particularly to use, is extremely low. It's lower at 50. It's lower at a lot of universities.
Well, first of all, that's enough, Drake. I look at that.
I understand it,
but here's the question to ask. We talk about alumni giving. Okay? We're talking about a dollar. When we're talking about alumni giving, this is not always 1% people giving $1,000. Not even giving $1. The reality is, if it used to be 11 or 12%, it's dropped to 1%. There has to be a reason. So has Bethune been alumni? Why have you started? Okay, what's the reason?
Let me tell you the reason is that when you look at the wealth creation of the generation just before, or the one that we're in, the salaries of those people are coming, and their ability to give back with the debt that they're having to amass college.
I get it. I've heard that for many
years. Well, the numbers are true. I show you the, you know, everybody in the Sunday.
Talking about, and again, I get that part. But Dr. Dre, you can't leave out the reality that when Thune was going, it's accreditation issues, it's financial issues. I mean, the university was a mess. In my clothes, that had no impact whether or not they had the chance to hand over their dollars, even
$20 if they trust to be taken your property.
So here's what I say to that. If you don't trust it, give it to a student that can pay tuition. Get an unrestricted fund that the university doesn't touch it. It's a pass-through. If you believe that, that's what you would do. But you see, the point is the narrative can't be one-sided. It can't be, you know, all about the university's leadership. It is a cultural thing that we have to you know, change and modify. And by the way, in the final analysis, to do this work, I do this work because I need to be president, because being president is, you know, all this and all that. I do this because it is students. At the end of the day, the only reason for the university existing is for those students. And our job, to use the resources we have. In many cases, we're a private ECU. We don't get the kind of funds that even you get. We have to do everything on the basis of that. So when you talk about $1 billion impact to your revenue base, when you did not budget, when you even, you know, thought about, because two major websites and you have some bills that are, you know, in some cases, 20 to 30 years old. The soil erosion that happens as a result of a massive weather event that you didn't anticipate, the students would consider, and I can't say they don't have the consequences, which they also.
So here's the question. How often are you sharing information with the students? How often are you talking to them, bringing them along, so they actually understand that? That's first. Second of all, when it comes university, how much of your budget is dependent upon the financial aid of students? 85, 90.
First of all, you asked really three questions, not two. The first question I asked was, you know, how much do we talk to students? We have an SGA, we have a government. I'm with government as often as I can, but most importantly, number of venues we talk about what's going on. And we offer opportunities for students to be engaged in ways, whether it's by non SGA, there's all kinds of ways for them to be involved and understand what's going on at the university. So something more of that, yes, I think we could, and in this situation I'm going to actually step up my participation in the because I think it's necessary. The reason why I'm talking tonight. The second question was, you know, what percentage of our budget is actually dependent on tuition? All universities in America, particularly HBCUs, are source revenue. That means that the majority of their revenue comes from tuition and fees. The fact of the matter is that those tuition and fees drive everything. They drive how much you spend. They drive the capital budget. They drive what things you're able to do. They deny our job is to figure out how to continue to grow the population. Time be able to
prioritize the reason I ask the question is because if your budget is dependent upon that from the student.
Not financial aid. It isn't financial aid.
Sorry. In terms of either their tuition or spending, what's driving it, those are customers. Those people you absolutely have to satisfy the parents, and if you have these students, the parents who right now are saying they're not happy, you got a problem. Because if they all of a sudden say, hey, we're not going to go to government, all of a sudden you see enrollment drop, your financial pressures are not exacerbating.
Well, honestly, that's during COVID. That's what happened when you're not able. So during the times we were having financial difficulty, we had the other point. The other point is that the university has tried to rebound from that. It doesn't happen in a day. I mean, you know this as well as anyone, that these endeavors are long-term things. When you're talking about turning the institution, in some cases, it's like running for it, and I've done that. It's like being able to go out and raise funds and get people into an idea, which I founded.
know that I do understand why we have made a profit near about 130 years, that stable leadership, laying out the vision, communicating strategy, and then executing the part of it. And again, I think what's happening here, and I'll give you the final minute to respond, is that, you know, I am here. We're going to hear this in a little bit. You've got people who are alone, who are upset. I have a lawsuit of your association. Is that correct?
Well, we're in litigation with not our alumni. That alumni association doesn't exist anymore. We have a...
Well, hold on. What happened? What happened to our association?
Well, first of all, the university decided it wanted to go to a different model in terms of this alumni structure, which instead of having leaders, we were going to have you be able to get directly to the university because we're raising money in the old structure. And therefore, we said, okay, we're going to go to a direct relationship model with the university, which most universities in the country have today, 99% of them, including HBCU. So we changed our model, but what happened is that we got into litigation and they started to use some of the trademarks and seals of the university without permission. It was no longer authorized to do so. So it's not our association, but also.
So you don't really have alumni association?
Yes, we do. It's called BCUAA. We have alumni association. We're not in litigation.
Okay, so the whole association, that's what you're in litigation with.
That's correct.
And you said they weren't raising money before. Are you raising more money now than you were?
We are. Yes, we are. And the point is this.
I got 20 seconds.
A DSO model is what we aspire to. That's what we're doing. We're really bringing alumni in and bringing to them conditions of the institution and what happened. So, you know, there is a faction of alumni, there's a faction of parents. But I can tell you this, when we evacuated that university and made sure that every student got home safe, we had 32 students from that we had to, you know, put in shelter and keep care of them until we get them back to campus. The number of letters and calls that I got, thank you for taking my kids to look after. I could only get to campus one weekend. You made the announcement soon enough. We don't hear those, and there's a lot of those as well.
All right, Dr. Drake, we still appreciate you joining us. Again, I am more than willing to bring our show to campus, do a town hall with you and alumni. Like I say, I got to be in Florida next week, so you know me. Next Thursday or Friday works. One works.
I appreciate it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. We should be waiting to hear from you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just talk about black.
So, you heard what the president said. Now, I get it. Commission is that what he said? Or, you know, he's in the video. You know, like he could have said what he said, but he didn't make the video at school. And then that's what the main reason they had to find it. Thank you. Sorry about that, y'all. So, sorry about that little yeah, after what I said. So, I said, I think this is one for the video at the theaters. He could have went live. Once he got home, he could have went live instead, you know, and gave his witnesses. You know what I'm saying? He was at the school when he made that video. And, was that the right decision? I don't know. I don't know if it's the right decision. Because now, who are you going to get to put every coach? You still need a coach. Every, they feel every best choice to be coached. He's saying interim president in their school, so the media was playing, talking about they got contracts with Disney, you know, and Disney's calling you and saying something, then you know something's wrong. Who are they going to get? That's, the students are protesting, said that's not true, that the students are not wearing helmets or having their own uniforms and clothes. But the students are the ones saying it. So, formally, the president, I got to go with the students. Let me see how much time we got left. So yeah. I can say every you take yourself out of a so I'm gonna talk to every you know what, we're gonna hear you side. We heard the side. Let's hear you side. And then we can really make a decision.
We are making high quality healthcare.
At the commercial, you know.
We got needs. All right, folks, you are the interim president. Right now, you get to hear from Ed Reed. We're Ed Lab. You are now, Filtered, you got a chance to hear what the president has to say in the show. Your response?
I mean, I honestly was fine, bro. And when I turned my phone on, that's when he just said. I didn't hear everything the president had. He's an intern. I don't feel he probably would be here. As a term that is used, you know, with coaches fired rather than firing coaches, I've been around this a good bit, man. I'm a businessman, and he's probably just a scapegoat, man. And, you know, I just look to this, man. Honestly, this is the first time that I was able to relax. I've been in Daytona for 3 straight weeks recruiting kids. I have 3 kids, Dominique Ponder, Jeremy Greaves, and Jordan Johnson, who are in school. They're already in school because they believed in me. Parents believed in me, man. There's 30 kids that was here on Friday. I got the phone that they did not help me here. Understand? I still get $2,400 out of my own pocket. A minute ago, post these kids, and I didn't tell the parents Saturday morning. And Reggie Theus sent the letter to my assistant, who was hired at the time, because none of my people were hired, saying that tell him to withdraw his name. He wanted me to see this. I have an email. You want me to draw my name so you can save yourselves. I'm not here for nothing but kids. I apologize for my professionalism. This is what I've been teaching these young men. What these young men and young women did today, them, man, powerful. And that's old school things. I'm not the best university. I know Dr. McCullough has done research since 1904 when she started the university with five young kids. It was built on education. I was here at the best university. I saw all the things that were going on. I had to take people and I got the documentary. For the longest, I'm not here to bash the Cookman. I was still trying to get back to the job today. I'm calling patient. I've been running for 20 years, man. 20 years to work with kids. I built a park in my own neighborhood. You understand? The kids are dying. Hey, man, for Mr. Lawrence. Drake to come and talk about me in that. I knew this was a Christian school. That I'm a man. I know I played music, but you do. He said he walked campus every day, right? I don't believe that. Because if you walk campus every day, you'll see these young folks at school. You will see this. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? They were crackheads walking through campus, man. There's no security for these young women and men. I'm not trying to bash the school. We were picking up trash when I was screen recording. I didn't post that. Somebody screen recorded me and put that out there because they said I was mutting the school. I'm not mutting the school. We're picking up trash. At the time, you're telling me I'm mutting the school. I'm on the ground grabbing trash from under behind. My team was out. Cute. Don't interview me. Interview the kids. Interview the team. Interview these young women and men. I'm not here. Man, I got a 40-year-old son who I've been missing his stuff 3 weeks. I'm tired, man. This is exhausting, man. They lied, man. Why lie on me, man, to save your face, man? Because you're doing something wrong. You understand me? I took a family to a basketball game, and this man, Reggie, man, this man is evil, man. He's evil, man. This man is evil, dude. I take parents to a basketball game, you understand me? And he come out to warm up. All the parents are like, where's the coach? And they do come out. You got another 15-year-old man. I'm not like with these people portraying me. People who know me know I'm not like. Yeah, I speak with passion. I've never seen my speech from Florida game. We were winning. And I gave that speech. I put everything Dr. McCloud built it on. I showed the team the video. You know what I mean? I showed the team the video. I saw it. On Martin Luther King's birthday before the state, when everybody celebrated. Kids, man. I hurt kids because it's wrong. I got eight kids that came the week before. These kids called parents called me. What we going to do? Get these kids in no school? I can't have kids uncomfortable and go somewhere else. And you telling me I'm withdrawing? No, I'm not withdrawing. I still want to coach these kids after all this going on. I'm wrong, Roland? Come on, man. Come on, man. And y'all know that I'm right. Roland, you know right. You know that man on his line. His scapegoat. This man is interim president. I've been doing this, man. Making a lot more with less ability. 6 minutes job on internet working for the third. I didn't need this. You understand? I'm putting on their lap and preparing. Tonight they call me. Interview these parents.
We're talking about a Bethune Cookman University. It's a lot of drama. Ed Reed was a lot of focus and attention when he made the decision. It was announced he had football career. And then, of course, when he shared his the campus condition, people began talking. Then this was made by the president. He said he made the decision not to move on Ed Reed. Ed made a statement saying they're pretty much working the contract details out. But the president said these kind of align with their values. Joining us right now is Ed. Clearly, we see your emotion and how you feel in the past. When you told men Saturday, Deion Sanders came onto your live stream as well, offering you words of encouragement. In a moment, I'm going to talk to three players that have actually signed a petition asking you to be reinstated. You saw the student protest there today. The president talked about being a Christian university. He talked about it was the music that you were playing on when you were live. And he also just talked about the criticism that you level as well. But he did say Disney and other people, other donors called, hey, what are you going to do? But you were talking to folks, actually communicating with a number of high worth up. I saw one report, and just let me know if it's true, that Shaquille and other athletes are lining up to financially support Bethune Cookman. Share with folks of the kind of thing that you were already in place financially in the institution built.
The one line that Mr. Doctor said here, you asked him about locker rooms. These kids do not have locker rooms. They don't have showers. They wash their own clothes. You understand me? The donor has irrelevant at any support. I asked them to get out of the way because I understood what I was doing. I'm from Shrewsbury, Louisiana, New Orleans. I'm from a brickyard. I grew up in one bedroom apartment with five kids in it. You understand? I'm from right where we're at right now. Understand? Yeah, Shaq called me. FaceTime me. Little bro, I got you. Yes, and plenty of people will support me. Building pulled up and had me in this and asked me what I need. Man got who knows how much money. Got restaurants around here. Other people need to name me because they don't need to put on this platform. We had the support. All I needed to do was get out of the way. Don't have your hand in the pockets of football. That's the problem here. Probably. I don't know. I was moving too fast. The Baltimore, I drafted the Baltimore, and I went to the Baltimore community at the field in Baltimore community. You could see Washington, you understand me? The worst school that I ever seen in the Baltimore. Yeah, the wire was true. Right across the street from abandoned buildings. You hear me wrong? That's sir. Where they at. That's where they at. I still work this school. Abandoned buildings across the street. And you tell, man, boy, this hurt, bro. This hurt, bro. I can't believe this, man. Man, no, I'm not wrong, man. Wrong foot. My home post, the second post, he's the gun. He did that's what they do. But these kids listen to that, as y'all alluded to. These kids listen to that music. Come on, man. I'm a Michael Davis straight. You know, they know me. I'm a DJ. People know what I like to listen to. My 30th birthday, Frankie Beverly made them. My dad and my parents raised me. But these people, this is a totally different generation. That old mentality ain't nothing wrong with I respect my elders, man. I'm not on here with nobody. I'm not going to get on no way, get on no phone and talk about me, but I'm going wrong. No, my brother. So it's not that.
Let me be kind and roll them off. We appreciate Monroe Parish. We're closer with him. We've had a number of conversations today. What's your name again?
Got it.
And we've been in contact with, you know, people with the administration with them to extend an olive branch, because as you can see, my brother's extremely passionate, but that passion comes from the love that he has for the kids, instructive, not only football field. One of our challenges is it's bigger than football, and we've been instructing teams that have come in, more players, to teach them more out of the game of football. But like I was saying, extended an olive branch to the administration to come back and, you know, give us the opportunity. We're passionate, but the passion before the purpose. And
I did. The purpose was on, bro. I know y'all saying it right.
Right.
It was not that, bro. Because like I said, man, I was here with the kids. How did passion come before the purpose? When we were doing the purpose, as I spoke about it, right? Like I said, I went to Baltimore, and I worked with Booker T. Washington, right? I went in this neighborhood, and I met people years ago, years back. And this man said, mother was struck out on drugs. My daddy was in my life. And when I heard you talking to Bethune-Cookman, I had to come over here. He said, what do you need? I said, man, we need everything. He's like, I can be more specific. I need you to cut this grass. Man, we found trees. They chop down trees. They move. We still excavating the land right now where the practice facility was going to be. It should have been years ago while I worked in this prison in my space where none of the windows open. You understand?
So one thing that we did have, when one of the initiatives was to have a practice on campus, something that Bethune-Cookman doesn't care about right now. So, you know, so we're right. You want to respect.
You're wasting money.
Yeah. I'm trying to save them. So, and our team got together. We start breaking ground and removing trees from the area to practice.
Homeless people. You know, homeless people were staying in those trees with these young ladies tracked basketball, football. They outside of there. I thought he one of these homeless men have a breakdown. I stopped a man from walking across the parking lot. He was here. I said, man, you can't be in here. He asked one of the players for change, and the gate gave it to him. Because the gate is broke. The gate's broke.
So there's a number of things that we want to do with the Bethune-Cookman practice field, adding the locker room. We have the resources. We have the ability to do it. We're encountering so many roadblocks in order to make these things happen. And let me just say another thing. A lot of these things we're doing, we have the system, our team, of course, and financing a lot of this. And that's something that hasn't really been talking about. The passion that he has for these kids, you know, you kind of have the time, but he's that dedicated. And when you have a gentleman's agreement in place and you come to terms, and you agree that you will do business together, most people act in good faith. And you know about the right, everything that was said, probably wasn't professional, but at the same time, it was a professional, needed to be said. The point is, at this point,
I'm sorry.
We wanted to do everything possible to make change and to focus on the kids. You have to make this experience. So when they came to Bethune-Cookman, they thought we were a first-class program, and that was a business. And
our people were throwing up heads. They hung on these old trees, man. On these oak trees, man. Trees going up to the school. When that I was here, how can you do this? This is wrong. And they deserve better. And I was giving it to them. And I want you to said you man don't do that.
Bro, you said you extended the olive. Do you believe there is a way for you, Drake, down and move forward and repair what has been?
The one thing I asked for with myself and sat down today and request was just having a conversation. There's a lot of things that we want to do. Our line as far as the administration, the program, we all want the same thing.
True.
But it starts with a conversation. We requested that. We have been granted access. We're still waiting to see if that's possible. But we stuck around. Purpose. We have recruits here this weekend, certain of the FBI program, wanted us to cancel the visit while it was going on. And
great to see it, man. It's great, man. I'll ask you this. Have other HBCUs
We've been in contact with from HBCU.
I'm on a Jackson job to come here, Roland Martin. Deion Sanders called me himself, man.
So every listen that Edison is accurate. There have been other offers before Bethune-Cook previous years.
Scrambling.
I'm sorry, bro.
Other HBCUs, there's been opportunities for Ed to be a head coach at multiple colleges. This was an opportunity, location, the campus, everything about Bethune-Cookman was appealing, which led him to only choose over the opportunity at other institutions. I came here impressed. We hadn't seen everything, but just the lay of the land, this location of opportunity. We thought this would be a great opportunity. Being in Florida too, very from Florida, obviously playing at the University of Miami, going on to work for the Hurricanes after his playing days. So look at it as opportunity, and fortunately there were so many roadblocks that got, but again, the focus right now first is the kids, but it's just with the conversation.
That's it.
You know, we're still here. Like I said, we didn't leave. This news Friday that they want Ed and his team to exit. We stuck around. We had recruits close to 30 families. Most of them, we treated them to dinner, and then we have plenty of.
We opened the bar. Yesterday, we signed it tonight.
We've done everything.
Which is the third time about
and Ed is away and when the recruits in the flat on Sunday morning. He tells me to play
DJ.
DJ, you know, he's no longer simply responsible for these families. However, he's sure that they're repaired. He's tired in the front of the vehicle.
But we
figured it out, and I say all that to say is the passion is evident. We see that. Don't let the message get misinterpreted. The passion we have all for the kids to show them that they can have success. Starting to obviously play football, but it's been football.
It's so much more, man.
My partner right here wants the best university. And like I said, we extended the olive branch. We still haven't heard anything yet from anybody in the administration. All we were asking before we entered Daytona is just to have a conversation.
I am, and you heard me ask the president there. I'm more than happy to bring this show to Daytona, to the town hall there on the campus with the students, with the administration, with the alumni. Hopefully that conversation will take place if he to his decision, if that's it, or there is some way to reconcile, we'll see what happens there. Gentlemen, thank both of you. I appreciate you coming on the show. Ro, thank you both for your input.
All right, we've got both of my consults to video in just one moment.
Now, you see, and was passionate. Very passionate. he was tearing up. He said it's some kids. He still want to work there. It's about some kids. He recruited some kids, and it's like you let him go. Them kids who, what school are they gonna go to now? They only come to every fishing. And I don't wanna, like, I don't wanna on Ed Reed. Right? Don't want to put it on Ed Reed. Right? But if he's saying he was going to go over Jackson after Deion, and he gave that up to work with Bethune, I'm just saying. Mhm. I'm just saying. I don't know. There's more to this. There is more to this. So, I definitely want to see how it plays out with every Bethune-Cookman. I want to see how plays out, because the interim president said one thing, and Reed is saying another thing. Baltimore said he would do a town hall meeting with the president, the students, the faculty, administration, the alumni. He said he would do a town hall meeting because he said the football players do have powers and stuff, but he said they don't, and they're washing their own clothes. I hope this town hall meeting does happen. I hope it happens. If not, they're protesting. So you know there's got to be something wrong at that school if the students are protesting. The president said They suffered damage through both hurricanes, and that so they were, you know, money. Well, it said a million for the fix up school up. They had $1,000 to fix the school up after the hurricanes. Now, I don't. And, you know, Roland had, you know, the board of trustees be there too. But I don't think the board of trustees should be there. They don't interact with students, so why should they be there? Because that's where the issue is the board of trustees. In any company, the board of trustees in any company, the board, when you change things in a company, you always got to go through the board. You know, you want to change things, you go to the board of trustees, and they are either yay or nay. And it's like, you know, there's some board of trustees that may not like it. What if the trustees don't like me? You got to think about it. You have to think about it. What if the board don't like any. You understand? And they're trying to, you know, to convince the president to hire him. Mm-hmm. Nothing about that. Because I saw there was a call on the board. appreciate I'm listening for a little bit. But I think Ed Reed, there's no, because if Ed Reed was in the room, he would not have been that passionate talking the role and starting to cry. He would not have been that passionate. Because when a person's in the room, there's no need to be passionate about what they're saying. And that's the truth. If the person's in the room, if you know you're in the wrong, why are you being so passionate if you know you're in the wrong? You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to continue. On this every side, though, we're going to continue. And with this every saga, and next week will the you do the town hall. If the president does the town hall, we'll do this with the presidents. Then I will share that on here, y'all. Because he said, speaking of the third, because he said he's doing something with the Trayvon Martin Foundation on the fifth. And he said, I'm going to be in Florida anyway, why not? Yep. I'm just saying, y'all. I don't know. I'm going to end it with this every situation. And appreciate you Argentina. Yes. Appreciate my peoples in Argentina. Next show I have for you is the Indexperience. So if you guys have to have any music play right in the station, all you gotta do is send me a 1-399-014 or you can hit roadtime.net. Make sure you hit me up. Give me all your information. Your name, artist name, the genre you're in. Just give me your information so that, and then send me any music. Make sure you attach a photo. And I don't want a photo of the outcome. I need a photo of you, the artist. The next one, which is a business show, is on the 13th, right? At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you, the entrepreneurs, or the artists. Any moments of the local calls is 347-2-8. And if you miss it, by Roger Starr, you already got to just go to boxradio.com. That's Roger Starr. Or you could just Google Roger Starr, see the minutes we are on. That's right. You know that Brother Man Black Oak Forever Foundation has the Help Initiative going on right now. Artists looking for help. Hit me up at roadtostardom.net. Leave a message. Hit me up at roadtostardom.net. Artist name. What's your name? Your artist name. The genre you perform, you have a snippet, singing, rapping, attached to her. You can attach to her. Yep. And our four person panel will go over that. We'll decide. I think we would contact you back and let you know. So you're the artist you pick. It doesn't matter what genre that you perform in, because on one side of the radio, play all genres. Yep. And we're helping artists release a single. If we have enough that we could do more than one single, then we'll do a high different day where they gave you when 40 stars was a thing. They gave you an A side, B side. So they would do one single on one side and one single on the other. So like that. Enough to release two singles by you, it'd be like the A side, B side. Like, let's say BBD, right, they got Poison, and let's say Poison is A side, right? And then Do Me Baby will be the B side. Poison will be A side, Do Me Baby will be the B side, if it was a 4-star cube. Right, that's, you know what I'm saying, you play the A side, you play Poison, you flip it over to the B side. The same thing with tapes, cassette tapes, the same thing when they sell singles. You have the single, and then they have the remix of the single on the other side. Yep. You would get to hear the song.
I said, oh well,
you got the remix side B side. They don't do that anymore because then songs are put up on streaming platforms so the A side or B side. But like I said, if they have to do singles with singles, and you know, so if you are a producer and a song, because you know sometimes artists, you know, they artists, but they don't write their own stuff. They might need a producer. So if you want to help be a part of this initiative, if you're a songwriter or a producer, then be a part of this initiative as well. And hit me up, I wrote a song. Because not only would be helping yourself, well, because people will get to hear your beat. People get to hear your beat. And then that's how you would generate more business for yourself, because the artists in your beat are you able to work. If you're a songwriter, if the artist doesn't write their own music, do a song, you know, you could write them their first hit records. Yeah. And it's called An Artist Initiative by Stardom and Black Foundation. If you want to help this initiative, you can go to the $BOF Foundation and make a donation, or you can go to $BOFStorm, that's the chat, and make a donation. And put in the note section that you put donation help. And excuse me, and if you want to make a donation to the foundation, like I said, any donations that will help, but then it also help towards the initiative. PayPal.me/BlackOakForever, which is BLAKOKE. And PayPal.me/RoadToStardom. Any amount you decide to give is much appreciated. If you can give a dollar, it's fine. I'm saying you can only give $1, that's fine. Yep. You can also help by making a purchase at the Black Forever store, which is BLAKAE forever.com. You're going to go there. You're going to see Foundry, T-shirt, hat, notebook, mug, and some other items in it that you purchase, which will also help with any. Excuse me, y'all. I don't know why I'm doing it like this. So yeah, I just go to the Black Oak Fashion Store. And an item that'll help. That's also making a donation is something in return for making a donation. You know how some of these charities do? They say, oh, if you're sharing this commercial, say, $90 a month, you can get this blanket, go to the rescue blanket. Like, later the nation, they give you something away. Again, yes, back in the day, because they don't do more. What PBS used to do, they used to, like, have the dual program, and by you calling 800 number, you can get the show they were showing you on the channel. You can get that on DVD. If you make a, they would say, make a donation. This is what for your donation, stuff you got. Because you have a bag filled with stuff they would give away. So they used to do with, they would show you doo-wop concert. And you have a doo-wop concert on DVD. And it's like, oh, you get this. If you pay for this amount, you get this. If you make a donation with that amount, you get this. And if you made the biggest donation, it was a bag full with a whole lot of stuff. And that's making your donation. Excuse me, y'all. The Black Oak Store is part of the foundation. We got the store to help with raising money, the foundation. Yep. So my eyes getting tired. I keep yawning. I'm talking. That's why I keep saying it. Because it was all power. I start to yawn. So y'all about to yawn now. Oh, y'all. Sheesh. We'll continue the Ed Reed and Bethune-Cookman saga. Because he, every said, that's what you need. Such to what you need. This is what you need, I got you. And I know when you are celebrating and you're doing something nice, and you know other celebrities that got cheddar, I can help you out. And it's like, everybody, I don't need them now. But if we can work things out, the same people that was willing to help before will help again. Including Shaq, I know he will help. See, and I know there's people out there who's like, I don't want to give away money and not see a return on my investment. You understand? They don't want, donate money and not see it be used for good. Like I said, I'm a peace and love. I appreciate it. I'll see you at the next time. Okay.